That sounded like the Fort Garry Four to me when Fred Cathcart sang with them as well, way back when the world was young, maybe the 1950s.
Huh.
And the time,
yes,
is 6 a.m.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, at 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B, 2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Seamus Hamilton Pattison speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
Good morning, friends. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol McKibben.
We are here. We are here for you. We are the Saturday morning show here for you for the next 2 hours, 6 until 8. And then it's Green Planet Monitor.
Yes.
And
Mud Puddle
Radio at 9. Just checking to see if you're listening.
Mm.
2 minutes after 6.
Okay.
So this half hour, we'll go looking for the weather. A little bit of sports for you. I have it in my pocket here. As well, Carol on the roof. Starting something new. Starting something new today.
What?
Yes. Well, okay, we're going back to the 40s and the 50s this time.
Oh.
There you go.
Progressing.
There you go. And several things you have to do this weekend.
Well, I saw snowflakes this morning.
Get out.
Well, Christmas decorations.
We want an explanation, Carol. There's no room for fake news here on the Saturday morning show.
They were the lit decorations on Portage Avenue.
Right.
The ones that they put up to tell you you're getting close to downtown. And once you pass, I think, probably Memorial Street, then you get the fancy, dancy.
Thank you, City of Winnipeg.
Christmas decorations.
Putting it up in the middle there. Right. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Also,
yes,
because you particularly wanted to make sure people hear about this, tonight at 2 in the morning, we expect all of you to get up and, of course, correct your clocks.
Okay. The old cuckoo clock.
There you go. At 6 o'clock, it'll be 5 o'clock.
Right, okay.
Fall back.
So we better remember that. I'm going to talk about time and
last half hour?
Yep.
Between 7:30 and 8. Set your alarms now for that. 7:30 and 8. There you go. And as well.
Yes.
I was going to say, Carol McKibben says she has the weather, so let's take a look at it.
Yes, I do. You want weather now?
Sure.
Okay. Well, at our house, it said 2 degrees. Here, it says -3. So somewhere in there, that's what the proper temperature is. Barometric pressure, 102.2 and falling. Humidity, 82%. Wind coming from the southeast at 9. And the wind chill is -7. Didn't seem like that to me, though. Mix of sun and cloud this morning. Fog patches dissipating. Wind up to 15 kilometers. A high today of 7. The wind chill this morning, -9.
Okay, so currently again?
Currently, it's minus 3, it says here.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm looking at the Times columnist. This is from Victoria. Right. I like to look at Victoria's winter.
Yeah.
Winter is coming. And just the headlines. We're not going to subscribe, are we? No. Because they always give me the headlines and some of the stories. And this caught my eye from, I guess, yesterday or so. Smash 'em, bowl 'em, crush 'em. But don't leave your pumpkins for the bears.
Oh.
This is from Victoria, of course. Right. While lining the roadway with day-old jack-o'-lanterns look cool, they attract wildlife like bears, along with birds that could be struck and killed by vehicles. So what you want is something completely different. I've got an idea for pumpkins. How about this?
Yes.
See?
There's the old David Letterman off the roof of...
Yes.
Some high building.
Well,
you have to make sure nobody's
CBC,
down there, though.
National News with the morning program with Heather Hiscox and Brett Ruskin in Nova Scotia.
Yes.
They have a huge crane, and they had so big I can't even remember the quantity
yes.
of weight. A huge pumpkin, and they tip it over, and it comes down, and they show it several times.
Yes.
Once in
slow
motion.
I never saw that.
Then they had a smaller. Lower for dump
yeah.
with a smaller pumpkin, little pumpkins.
Oh.
And they included ping pong balls. So the effect is quite striking. Brett seemed a little embarrassed. They do this every year, he says. And
okay.
I'm glad to be here again.
I'm going to have to look that up.
There you go. Well, we promised. Turning to something new for you.
Yes.
So I'm looking at here, just read a bit of the notes for you. Some songs, how true, are popular for a while and then disappear. Others grab hold of your heartstrings and never let go. Which reminds me, I've been to the cardiologist, by the way. And
yes,
so we're doing a test for 3 weeks about my blood pressure.
He didn't put you
monitor.
On the
And what he told me was, he
yet.
Said, don't plug it in, get batteries for your... I have to ask him about that.
Yeah.
So these are the songs that never lose their freshness, never fail to bring back memories of favorite times and places. Like this one. Slim Whitman actually sent this Mexican ranchero-style song to a record company. It was suggested he should perhaps get into another business. He stuck it out, though. You got to be persistent. It sounds like a song like Rubber Tree Plant and all that. High Hopes, etc.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says persistence paid off because same company later issued 6 different versions of this song artists as Skeets McDonald, Red Foley, Ray Price, and this man.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights,
too many nights,
too many stars,
too many stars,
too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. To be alone.
Too many nights all alone.
Oh, please keep your heart while we are apart. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon. break your heart.
Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, or keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
Perry Como.
Yeah.
Let's sing along with Perry there.
You could sing tenor. Yes, so that was from Reader's Digest, your easy listening hit parade.
I tried singing with the tenors.
No, and it went too high.
And it went too high.
Hey.
And I thought, so I said to them, yes. I'm sorry, boys, I'm going over to the dark side. And I sing with the basses now. And a new fellow came.
Yes. Yes.
And he was sitting next to me singing tenor. And so I told him what happened. He said, I may have to do that too. He might have been struggling.
Oh, dear. They need.
You know what we need? Orchestrati. That's what we need.
Well, they need tenors so badly.
How badly? Lend me a tenor.
There's at least one woman singing in the tenors.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It was one of the most fun plays we ever did. Lend me a tenor. Recommend.
Oh, yes. That was a lot of fun.
Big success. Big success. Yeah. And we did okay with it too. Here we are. Perry Como's version. Sparkled the brightest of that lot I mentioned, becoming a number one hit in 1953. Thank you, Reader's Digest. There were about 80 songs on these three CDs. So something is whacking, but nothing we can find. It's as if the room is haunted, I think. Maybe, am I the only one who can hear it? Maybe. It could be, too. So today we turn to, as we always do, in large print on the cover, age doesn't matter unless you're a cheese. Carol, see if you can recognize who said this. I don't know what I may seem to the world, but as to myself, I seem to be only like a boy playing on the seashore and diverting myself in now and then finding a smoother pebble or a prettier shell than ordinary, whilst the great ocean of truth lay all undiscovered before me. Yeah, scientist.
I have no idea.
Yes. Apple on his head?
Not Isaac.
Yes, it was Isaac.
No,
Isaac.
He didn't have an apple on his head.
Hey, what?
That was William Tell's story.
Well, it fell. Conked him on the coconut. Isaac
well, it
Newton.
Did fall, but see? I think it fell from a tree rather than
the
from
fall,
his head.
That's very biblical.
Well, it hit on maybe his head.
After the fall.
Possibly.
As well?
Yes.
Men have one fatal flaw. That's nice to hear. If we know what it was, then we could, we could disguise it. Men have one fatal flaw. It's the yearning for love and romance. And that longing for love outlast the capacity for sex. It persists to old age, said writer Joseph Heller. He of what? Catch 22? I think it was Joseph Heller, yes.
Mm-hmm.
613. Well, I mentioned the choir.
Yes.
And so we're just working
and
on our Christmas.
I'm a soprano. Now
music.
That we've mentioned your bass, I'm a soprano.
Right.
And we have a piece that's very high. And I hit the G, finally, which I haven't done since probably I was...
You hit the G note.
Yes.
All right. One of the songs we're... Now, we're working on our Christmas music right now.
Yes.
But am I right that Song for the Myra...
Yes.
...we'll sing maybe in the spring?
We
then?
Will probably sing it at our spring concert.
Okay.
In May.
It'll probably sound...
when it is.
If there were any women in this choir, it would probably sound like this.
Okay.
Begins. I wish I was with them.
princes and kings. I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Merion Bridge and the pleasure it brings. Out on the Myra, on soft summer nights, bonfires blaze to the children's delight. They dance round the flames, singing songs with their friends. I wish I was with them again. And over the ashes, the stories are told of witches and werewolves and Oak Island gold. Stars on the river face sparkle and spin. I wish I was with them again.
Can you imagine the peace of the universe or fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Merion Bridge and the pleasure it brings. Out on the Myra, the people are kind. They treat you to homebrew and help you unwind. And if you come broken, they'll see.
Happiness well. I'll leave you here, for my journey begins. I'm going to be with them again. I'm going to be with them again.
Corleone. Finally, the wire kicked in there, so we can need to give credit to Steve Maddock, who sang the solo on that song with Myra. Alistair McGilvery song. They call it a Canadian classic. You can say that for a folk song. Sung and recognized across the land, that's true. So this is from their CD, Canadian Safari. Right. So they say our safari.
Yeah. We sang an Alistair McGilvery song last spring.
Get Out.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't remember
the
name, but it might be in your little collection.
I see a date on this, but this goes way back when Diane Loomer was the choir director. And she may have even had founding credits for this.
Well, she does arranging, and I think she
did.
Possibly, if my memory serves, arranged another song we're going to do that was sung by the group Tamarack.
Okie dokie.
But we'll play that another day.
6:19.
Yep.
Carol McKibben, if you would stand in your chair.
Oh, okay. Just hang on. I put a scarf on.
Put your push just above your head there.
Okay. Yep.
There you go. So we're looking for ancient radio waves that go on forever.
Excrement, I must admit. They were a bad-mouthed bunch, the announcers. So we all filed in, 15 of the announcers. I'd never seen them all together before. Bing Whittaker, Elwood Glover, Alan McPhee, and all the big names, and got their little slip of paper, bumping them up $120 a year. I was at the end of the line, and I stepped up like Oliver Twist, and had my hand out, and the chap looked up and said, "No, you don't get a raise." And I said, "Why not?" Because I'd been doing this Rawhide Show, handing it over free day in, day out, at 5 days a week all these years. And the answer was, "Well, you're at the top of the group, six." I said, "Yeah, but the rest of them are in seven. Some of them are up halfway up group eight." And I said, "How long will I dangle at this pinnacle of wealth that I'm at now?" And he said, "When something special happens." So I went home. I was really mad. Went home. I wasn't in the house very long before my time slot came up. I think it was 6:30 or something. So morbidly, I turned the radio on, and there was Earl Cameron. And he put on a half-waxed cowboy accent and said, "Well, apparently old Rawhide has moseyed off down the corral." On came the first piece of music that they were filling with, and the phone rang, and this... gotta watch myself here as I think of adjectives. This chap... I could have been lying on the floor with a heart attack, run over by a CBC mobile unit, but he didn't. He just jumped right in and said, and he swore too before I did, he said, where do you think you get off not doing your show? You owe the CBC. And when he came up with that line, "You owe the CBC," I always get this warning sensation. I have a good control of my temper, but it gets a bit wild when I lose it. And the warning signal is a prickly sensation that comes up my arms. And I stopped him in the middle of that line of, "You owe the CBC." I owe the CBC nothing. I've given them this program 5 days a week for ever since 1949. I said, "I'm the lowest paid announcer on staff. You take the CBC, that program, and yourself." And I
made where the sun doesn't shine.
I made a suggestion where he could put them. So the next day I came in to resign, but his letter had crossed a little before mine. So I think today I have to face the fact that I was fired. I used to like to think that I resigned, but there's a difference in 5 minutes of the two letters crossing senior management's desk. So. But it turned out to be fine. My one great ally then, the only management type I had too much use for. In those days, they're great now, great Sheila. But way back then, Harry Boyle, he looked like a farmer with his rumpled shirt, and he used to bring his lunch in a brown paper bag. He called me in. I was leaving forever. He said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "I don't know what I'm going to do." And then he said, "Why don't you sell them the Rawhide Show and go freelance?" And I said, "Oh, Harry, there's no way they'd buy this. I'm in their bad books." He said, "Go home, take 3 days off, and leave it with me." And at the end of the 3 days, he called to tell me that in order to save the original $120, a raise, they had to now replace me as an announcer and pay at least a similar salary. Plus, my freelance contract was four times what they were paying me to do the announcing. So I was off to Halifax like a shot, and I originated the program from Halifax for a few more years.
I think there's a gorgeous irony in that when you listen to a sketch like this one.
"Okay, Dr. Lugosi, I got the neck all swabbed here with antiseptic. If you'll be good enough to bring the head over here, will you? We can start sewing her on right here."
Oh, nurse, I think I'm going to faint. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to excuse me. I've never seen anything quite like this before in my life."
"Well, just mind keeping quiet. We gotta concentrate here. Thanks to interruptions such as this, we've already sewed this head on backwards twice."
I'm sorry, Doctor. It's just that I know that man lying there. He's James Bannerman of the CBC. And that head, it belongs to Ma Perkins."
"If there's anything I hate, Dr. Lugosi, it's name dropping."
"Yes, it's enough to turn one's stomach. Thank goodness medicine tolerates no social distinctions."
"Nah, this guy's Bannerman, Ma Perkins, Nathan Corn, they may be big shots in radio and TV, but when we get them in the lab, huh? There's just so many heads, boy."
May I ask what devilish scheme this is?"
"Listen, Buster, this here research project was commissioned. Dr. Lugosi, would you put Ma's tongue back here? It's lolling out of her mouth. Yeah, that's better. Put it back in there. This was commissioned by the CBC."
"By the CBC? I don't understand."
"Sure, they read one of these stories about them Russian doctors sewing the head of one dog onto another dog. Well, there's no flies in them CBC people, let me tell you. They know a good thing when they see it. With an operation like this, it opens up all kinds of possibilities. They can get more work out of half the number of actors. John Dreeney and Alan King, they're going to have the same head on the one body. And Ruth Springford and Barry Morris, the two heads in the one body. But the beauty of it is, apparently the CBC has checked this with the Actors Union. They only have to pay the two-headed actor one check. Cuts costs in half. Brings color television that much closer."
Max Ferguson, not your first nor your last punch at the CBC.
Oh, I remember that skit. That skit brought in a huge complaint from the Toronto General Hospital, because that's where we had wonderful sound effects. It was so realistic. And they got in touch with the regional director, Captain W.E.S. Briggs, who called me, and, what are you going to do about this, Ferguson? He said, they want an apology, and I want you to give it tomorrow morning on your program. So I came in as Rawhide and mentioned that I'd apparently offended the Toronto General Hospital. And I said, it was just a slight mistake. The operation was to have taken place at Quang Lee's hand laundry farther down University Avenue, and somehow Toronto General slipped out of my mouth before I knew it. But and then I added that I certainly had great respect for the Toronto General Hospital, and if I'm ever having another baby, I'll certainly have it there.
Look, ancient radio waves go on and on and on and on. The man himself, Max Ferguson, 50 years plus a day, I think, because that's what it said on the...
Yes. Central.
There he was in conversation with Sheila Rogers.
Excellent.
So often they just...
What a character he was.
...fade away. And you think there's a million stories left behind, but there's some of... I had to apologize once, too. It's the weekend morning show on CBC. We played Rough Trade.
Oh, right.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking High School Confidential. No, no, no. We played You Gave Me These Weapons.
Right.
My breasts, my body, you gave me. You gave me these weapons.
Yes.
And the
boss, local head.
The boss called.
Yes.
Don't play that again. Never, never play that again. We had were on very good terms with him because when we went in to do the interview for Nightlines.
Yes.
With Ross Porter, John Coutin said, "Well, you'll be playing the Grateful Dead, will you?" And Porter said, "Oh, yes."
Very
good. I think that went down a treat. We did. We probably did play them from time to time. We play them here.
Yes.
I think the bass player just died, of course, at 6:27. Carol McKibben.
Yes.
Want to do the sports before we forget? People will be up, be finding it in their papers, saying, why wasn't I told? Football, CFL, the semifinals, of course, today. Otto, Red Blacks
today.
Versus Toronto Argonauts, 2 p.m.
Who are you rooting for?
Well, that's a good question. I think we can beat either of them.
Okay.
Toronto's been on the skids for a while.
Okay.
And
maybe Ottawa.
Is erratic.
I don't mind Ottawa winning.
Bob Dice, sometimes the veins on his forehead stand out. Decided he runs out on the field. Sooner or later, the ref is going to penalize him, I think, for that.
Right. Okay.
2 p.m., that's the Eastern Final.
Okay.
BC Lions play the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 5:30.
Okay, who do you want to win there?
Well, that's a good question, too. The BC Lions have gone back to Vernon Adams for quarterback. He can be up and down, whereas the Saskatchewan Rough Riders beat... BC the last year. Now, as you get towards the end of the season...
We won over Saskatchewan the Labor Day Classic and the Banjo Bowl.
And so they're still smarting. And, of course, Trevor Harris, their quarterback, he's an old pro. So that the Western Final the next Saturday.
Yes.
And Ron Carroll will be there.
Yep.
We, like the wind in the willows, I was thinking of when... Riley says, so it'll be a toque for the badger, a toque for the mole, a toque for the rat, and a parka for the... Well, we'll see what the weather's like, Carl.
But I suspect it'll be parka weather.
Want to thank John?
I mean, if you're going to be outside sitting and not moving around for 3 hours.
Want to thank John for giving us...
Thank you, John.
...the tickies and said he couldn't go, so would we like to go? Absolutely, John.
Poor thing.
6:28. I promise. We have a listener who is a big fan, I think. Not sure whether it's the LP Federal Grain Train or the singer Rusker, or more likely the song. We're off to Dauphin.
Song.
Oh, down from the mountains, the rolling Duck Mountains. Oh, down from the mountains and over the plains. Oh, down from the mountains, the Great Ride. The city of Dauphin have pictures so fair as the mountain streams wander to the lake over there. Now the city of Dauphin, where the north's just begun, where the hunting is good and the fishing is fun, where the lake calls the swimmer to dive and to ski, and you float on the waters with your love on your knee. From the mountains. street riding mountains. Oh, down from the mountains and over the plains lies the city of Dauphin. Mountains, there's elk on the hills, and the mountain dew trickles from a well hidden still. And you might meet a bear as you walk Lover's Lane. Then we'll never see you back in Dauphin again. Oh, down from the mountains, the rolling back mountains. Oh, down from the mountains and over the plains. Oh, down from the mountains, the great riding mountains. The mountain streams wander to the lake over there.
There you go. From the LP Federal Grain Train.
The Rolling Duck Mountains.
At 6:31. Carol McKibben, you got any jumble there from the Winnipeg Free Press? M-B-L-E-U-J?
Jumble. I do.
Good.
How about V-O-P-E-R?
Prove.
Yes.
Right.
Or at least that's what I got, so it must be right.
We both agree, absolutely, yes. Then. Birthday today.
Yes.
1961, Katie Lang.
Oh, right.
Juno and Grammy Award winner, country, pop singer, songwriter. And you know you've made it when Tony Bennett says, "I'd like to sing a duet with you." Yeah.
I know why I've waited. I know why I've been blue. I prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? You know no one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream I'm dreaming. Now I know why my mama taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
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 No, Tony, exactly like you.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Tony Bennett. Katie Lang from the CD. Tony Bennett and Katie Lang, A Wonderful World. From, well, produced by T-Bone Burnett as well. That's quality, that's quality. That's at 6:35.
Fun.
I'm looking at the Winnipeg Free Press book pages because I see they always do so many who's reading what on the night table. I want to die, but I want to eat.
What?
Tteokbokki. And it's Jenny Hadrian-Wills, who we interviewed, author of Everything and Nothing Is All Essays. She says, I know there's now a sequel, but I just bought the memoir. I want to die, but I want to eat Tteokbokki, Conversations with My Psychiatrist by Beck Sheehy, which is translated text. Cover art is so striking. I saw it when I was doing my Toronto book lunch, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get this because I also want to eat Tteokbokki and sometimes also want to die.
What?
You may remember that interview.
I'm Jenny Hyejun-Wills, author of Everything and Nothing at All, and you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9.
Now, turning to Turner Classic Movie Channel for today, and I did look it up, and I did look up the Canadian section. I did look up, make sure we got Western section.
Good, good.
So I see about noon today, all right, 12:08, Young Dr. Kildare, 1938, Lionel Barrymore, Lou Ayres, Lynn Carver. Boy, they made quite a few of these. And Dr. Kildare, always there with his stethoscope, looking concerned. Lou Ayres made a career out of that. Actually, I can think of a couple of other movies, too. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, Annie Get Your Gun, as well, from 1950. Betty Hutton, Howard Keel, and, of course, the big finish in that movie, Carol.
Yes.
Anybody who was sleeping in this morning? Not anymore.
Yeah, get up.
The cowboys, the wrestlers, the tumblers, the clowns, the roustabouts that move the show at dawn. The music, the spotlights, the people, the towns, your baggage with the labels pasted on.
The sawdust and the horses and the smell. The towel you've taken from the last hotel.
There's no business like show. It is appealing.
Everything the traffic will allow.
Nowhere could you have that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far.
That night you opened and there you are.
Next day on your dressing room they pump.
Let's go on with the show.
The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down.
The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town.
The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers won't come.
There's no business like show business if you tell me it's so.
Traveling through the country is so thrilling. Standing out in front on opening night. Smiling as you watch the benches filling and see your billing up there in lights.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Even with the turkey that you know will fold,
you may be stranded out in the cold.
Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold.
Let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the show.
From Annie Get Your Gun, Betty Hutton, of course, Howard Keel. Anything you can do, I can do better. Of course,
yes.
Broadway.
Classic comedy.
I was thinking of Ethel.
Yes, I was thinking of Ethel, too.
But I noticed on the back of this is from our box set of 10, Annie Get Your Gun. It's from the MGM Studio Chorus and Orchestra. from 1950. So I'm saying that's from the movie. That, by the way, we had a phone call or an email or reached out and touched us through the magic of the
computer age.
Someone who has a copy of And Now Here's Max.
Yes.
Max Ferguson. It's a wonderful book. It helps if you remember the show, of course. And what we played, that little, where Max did that little skit. It seems to me almost every morning, at least several times a week anyways, he would come into work with a couple of, and pick up a couple of newspapers, and they'd grab something from the headlines, and he and his tech would do a little skit.
Wow.
Now, that's flying by the, with no, without a net.
Yes.
We've seen people who are very good at improv, but that's with live radio national as well, too.
Yeah.
No wonder he had to apologize so often. And occasionally, And Now Here's Max, shows up at the Children's Hospital Bookmark and the
right.
I bet you have to look this up. I'd be surprised if it was still in the library. Something say they, Carol, they, right. they gone. Yeah. Sorry, nobody wants to take it anymore. Nobody remembers. Well, we remember here on the Saturday morning show.
Yes.
6:41. Because Max always did a march around the breakfast table as well. But we'll do that as well about 7:30. Now, as well, since we're talking about movies, the rest of the Turner Classic Movie Channel for today, 8 o'clock tonight, The Killers from 1946, Burt Lancaster, Ava Gardner. That was Lancaster's film debut, actually. From the Hemingway short story, but I'm not sure how much it bears resemblance to the movie. Sunday, 4:30 a.m., Soylent Green, Soylent Green. 1973, new breakfast food for you. Charlton Heston, Edward G. Robinson. Yes, mysterious synthetic food. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Scandal, The Trial of Mary Astor. So a bit of a, should we call it a documentary from 2018? Because it is true. It almost ended her career. Her
right.
personal diaries were stolen. And hokey karaoke.
Yikes.
There were lots of great naughtiness that went on, but not everything made the papers. Poor old Fatty Arbuckle.
Yes. Right.
10 o'clock tomorrow night, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. It's a very fun short story. Turned into the movie, 1947. Danny Kaye, Virginia
Sorry.
Mayo,
Sorry.
Boris Karloff. And then, I don't have it in front of me, but if you go to, I may have it.
While you're looking at that.
Yes.
I looked up And Now Here's Max
yes.
in the Winnipeg Public Library,
yes.
and I couldn't find it.
No, no.
Or under Max
Well,
Ferguson.
Then use bookstores like get mm-hmm. Bert and Lysacki on the case yep. for you and Amy at Bison Books. Would you keep
yep.
an eye out for me?
Yes.
Yep. And it came out in paperback as well.
Oh, okay.
But not in great numbers, I'm sure.
No.
So I'm looking at the Turner Classic Movie Channel because it says join us in November for, you can look up to get that, sign up to their newsletter. Their monthly highlights calendar, programming schedule, alphabetical list of films. So they're doing Ruth Roman. Tuesdays in November, she's the star of the month. Could have been Hitchcock. Wednesdays in November. Two for One, Saturdays in November. TCM remembers Gina Rollins, who died this Monday,
yes.
November 4th.
Okay.
Highlighting the movie she was in. I think if she wasn't married, she was partnered with John Cassavetes, both
I
actor
think
and
Mary.
Director.
Oh, hilarious story.
Powell and Pressburger did some good stuff, too, like Night to Remember. And
right.
Did a movie that almost had them lose their,
was it Titanic?
Their jobs as well. Paul and Pressburger, November the 7th, 14th, and the 21st. And Big Families, there's a series hosted by Kate Flannery. Anyways, to say nothing of, well, you look it up. Sign up to their newsletter, then you won't need me to tell you at 6:44. So we've got a couple of birthdays today. And the first one that comes to mind is birthday today,
yes.
Billy Mozienko.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Born on this day in 1921. I know what you're thinking.
Don't play
he's
that song.
He's going to play that song. And people in
don't turn off your radios yet.
In England will be throwing their glass of wine at, no. Let's just say he was a Hall of Fame right-winger, born in Winnipeg, you know, and died in Winnipeg in 1994. Well, died in 1994.
When you say right-winger, that's a hockey term.
That's right. Fastest hat trick in NHL history.
Yes.
21 seconds.
Yeah. You'll never see that
well.
Again.
Birthday today, born in 1941.
Yes.
Bruce Welch. British guitarist.
Wow.
Songwriter, producer.
right?
Shadows. I think he gets... Well, they all get credit for this, actually.
Oh, okay.
One of my brother's favorites. CD that we got in England, because I see it's an HMV CD.
Tag on it.
Three yep. CDs for £15 or £5.99 each. The Rise and Fall of Flingle Bunt, which, as I say, all the Shadows got credit for that. Imaginary character invented by the actor Richard O'Sullivan, friend of the Shadows. Full title given to the tune after the group had been to see the film The Rise and Fall of Legs Diamond.
Oh, I see.
Which was, of course, the American Gangster.
Right.
Released with the B-side It's a Man's World. Reviewed as completely different from all the Shad's previous ones. Good beat, plenty of blues feeling, plus an air of earthiness. 6:48. Would like a smile?
I could always do a smile.
Send them off with a smile, Larry. They always go off better for a smile, if you know that line from Charge of the Light Brigade. On this day in 1954, Hancock's Half Hour debuts on radio, starring Tony Hancock, Sid James, written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson.
Look at it. Same as always. The only bed with no visitors. Not that I care. Roll on 4 o'clock and get them out of here. Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Look at the parcels being opened. Look at the food being unloaded. It's like the Surrey docks in here some afternoon. Oh... Time, ba bum, ba bum, bum. I wonder what's on the headphones. A woman's hour. How madly interesting. Miss Griselda Plunkett is going to tell us how to fillet addicts. Oh, yes, I'd better listen to this. This'll come in handy, this will. Nothing I want to do more than lie in bed with me leg up, fillet in haddock. Oh, What's on the other program, then? Oh, dear, Handel's Water Music. We'll get back to the haddock filleting, I think. Oh, it's changed. It must have been a little haddock. What's this, then? Lady Pamela Pilkington is going to tell all us ladies how to organize an embassy ball. Well, swipe me, how glittering. There must be over 5 million housewives around Stoke-on-Trent who want to know how to throw embassy balls. Oh, get off, woman. I think I'll have a kip. Oh, my leg itches. Oh, I'd give anything for a good scratch. It's this plaster. It does irritate when it's hot. I'd give my plate of mince tonight for a pencil to stick down it. I wonder what we've got for tea. Fish paste again, I suppose. Fish paste, let's see. Wednesday, that'll be salmon and shrimp. Two thin bits of brown bread and a slice of angel cake. Build me right up, that will. Oh, well, I think I'll doze off.
There he is, third one along.
Where? I can't see him.
That one there, that big bulge under the bedclothes with a leg up.
Oh, he's asleep.
Let his leg down, that'll wake him up. Hello, Hancock. Oh,
g'day, Tub.
Well, how are you feeling, Ken?
What's the matter with him? Isn't he glad to see us?
He better be. I have to come in all this way just to see him.
Wind my leg up. Wind it up.
Oh, dear, you fools. Fancy doing a thing like that?
It won't hurt it. It's in plaster, isn't it?
It came right down on me good one. Half a hundredweight of plaster of Paris plus a leg. And you know how much my legs weigh. If I have to have the other one strung up as well, I'll go raving mad.
Oh, shut up, moaning. You come all this way to visit you, you might as well at least be pleasant.
Well, what are you lot staring at? Go on, turn around, mind your own business.
That's it, thank you. Thank you. I'll be very popular when you've gone.
Well, how's it going, Tub?
Well, you know, I suppose... You don't have to put a mask on. You won't catch anything. I've got a broken leg. You can't catch broken legs. What did you have to bring him for?
Well, I wanted to come and see how you were getting on.
Oh, thank you very much. It's very considerate of you. I've been here 3 weeks, and now you decide to drag yourself out of bed and come and see how I am. 500 yards away you are. Not one head poked round the door. No inquiries, no postcards, nothing. Very hurt I am. I thought I had friends. Well, now I know where I stand.
And they smell funny, hospitals.
It's disinfectant.
See, I told you there were germs about.
It's to stop us catching anything from you lot.
Who doesn't he carry on?
Well, I've every right to go on. I lay in here day after day. Nobody came to see me on my own the whole time. And
well, we bought you some things.
Oh,
what?
Have you? Well, that's very kind of you. I'm sorry I was a bit niggly. I feel rather ashamed of myself going off at you. What have you brought me?
Well, we thought you might be hungry, so we bought you something to eat.
Oh, that's very nice of you. It really is.
Well, here you are. Packet of crisps and a pint of Winkles.
A packet of crisps and a pint of Winkles. You've really been to a lot of trouble, haven't you? A lot of thought went into that. You staggered out of the pub and you saw the Winkle stall standing there.
Oh, yeah, but...
Yeah, the fact that you know very well I can't stand Winkles didn't deter you in the slightest.
Well, we thought it'd be nice to bring you something.
We brought some shrimps as well.
Oh, that's better. I like shrimps. Where are they?
We ate them on the way over.
Ah, yes. Bit of Hancock's half hour for you. From a CD entitled Unique Hancock. Highlights from BBC Memorable Series, Hancock's Half Hour by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. £5.87 includes booklet and vinyl look CD.
Ooh, vinyl look.
Yes, exactly. Looks like a vinyl piece of record, you see.
Oh, I see.
But it does come with a little write-up.
Yes.
From Galton and Simpson, who say, we first met him in a BBC recording studio in Lower Regent Street, London. I think I was in that.
Yeah.
Lower Regent Street studio. In the winter of 1951. He didn't say anything to us, and we didn't say anything to him. After that, the relationship improved. Right. At 6:55, birthday today, Jay Black, American vocalist. He was the second Jay of Jay and the Americans, by the way. And a number of hits, of course, and the likes, including Come a Little Bit Closer, This Magic Moment.
Yes.
And this.
Excellent.
Caught a me a wine. Must we say goodbye? Each time we part, my heart wants to
second Jay to lead the band, first being Jay Traynor. He'd previously come from the doo-wop group The Empires. And 2006, he completed bankruptcy proceedings. Manhattan, he accrued a $500,000 debt in back taxes to the IRS as a result of his gambling addiction. The IRS initially sought to force him to sell the rights to perform as Jay Black, as well as the trademark for Jay and the Americans, in order to satisfy his debt. However, they granted him the right to continue to use the name Jay Black, but he was required to sell the rights to perform as Jay and the Americans. Yes. Died in 2021. So I'm just wondering. Yes, he was born David Blatt. B-L-A-T-T, yes. It is 6:59.
Yes.
Been looking at the Free Press book pages. Big, the big book. Today, Country Royalty, George Jones and Tammy Wynette's Bumpy Legacy Explored in Podcast Host's Comprehensive Chronicle. 512 pages, a doorstopper titled Cocaine and Rhinestones, A History of George Jones and Tammy Wynette by Tyler Mahan Coe.
Reviewed by?
As I say, well, reviewed by our man, Sheldon Burney.
Oh, yes.
Big country fan, as we know, and he put together a CD for us, a fundraiser one year.